The maroon Chevrolet van was registered to Wilson Cromartie of Tucson. Suitcase Simpson came in with the information and sat down across from Jesse. He was bulky enough so that the chair was a tight fit, and he had to adjust his gun forward a little to get comfortable. "Guy lives off Swan Road," Jesse said.
"That means something?"
"Good neighborhood," Jesse said.
"You know Tucson?"
"Grew up there. My old man was with the sheriff's department."
"Cochise County?"
"Cochise is down around Tombstone. My old man was Pima County."
"You know anybody there still?"
Suitcase said.
"Uh-huh."
"Maybe you should call him up and see what he knows about Wilson Cromartie."
"You think?"
"Sure. I mean, if something's going on and we don't..." "Ah, shit, you're kidding me again, aren't you?"
"Only a little," Jesse said. He leaned forward and shouted for Molly to come in from the front desk. "I want to talk to a Pima County, Arizona sheriff's deputy named Travis Randall," Jesse said. "He knew my father. He'll remember me."
"I'm on it," Molly said.
In 10 minutes, Molly stuck her head into Jesse's office.
"Lieutenant Travis Randall on line one, Jesse."
Jesse picked up.
"Travis?"
"Jesse, how you doing?"
"You got promoted."
"Had to happen sooner or later," Randall said. "Hell, you got to be chief."
"Says so right on my desk plate," Jesse said.
"Your old man still around?"
"No."
"Sorry to hear that."
"Thanks, he's been gone a while. I'm looking for anything you might be able to tell me about a guy named Wilson Cromartie. Lives in Tucson." Jesse gave him a street address.
"Familiar name. Let me punch him up here."
"You're working a computer, Travis?"
"Goes to show you," Randall said. "You can teach an old dog new tricks."
"Guess so. I'm going to put you on speakerphone."
"Sure."
Jesse punched the speakerphone button and hung up the receiver. Suitcase sat across the desk from him, listening to the airy silence of the speakerphone. Being a policeman excited Suitcase. Working on even the small-town cases he got to work on was thrilling to him, and he watched Jesse, who had been a big city cop in Los Angeles, as if he were magical. Randall's voice came back.
"Yep, that's him. Crow.
Short for Cromartie?"
"I suppose," Randall said. "But he spells it C-R-O-W. Claims he's an Apache Indian."
"Tell me about him."
"He's a bad man. Contract killer."
"Connected with anybody?"
"Freelance. He's good. Gets plenty of work."
"Warrants?"
"Nothing outstanding. Hard to get anyone to say anything about Crow."
"You got a description?"
"Black hair, brown eyes, 6 feet, 190 pounds, muscular, Indian features. Very neat." "You seen him or just the car?"
"I saw him," Jesse said.
"Be very fucking careful of him, Jesse."
"Sure."
"Whether he's got a gun or not."
"Okay." "You got any idea what he might be doing here?"
"Here is around Boston?"
"Yeah."
"Not that I know about. Let me look some more."
Again, Jesse and Suitcase listened to the sound of silence running along the wires from Arizona.
"Here's something. He was convicted of armed robbery along with a guy named James Macklin. Knocked over a liquor store in Flagstaff. Macklin is listed as being from Dorchester, Mass."
"Part of Boston," Jesse said. "They do time?"
3 years in Yuma."
"Both get out?"
"Far as I know."
"Anything else on Macklin?"
"Nope."
"Description?"
"Nope."
"Okay, Travis, thank you."
"No problem. I keep sniffing around out here. I come across anything else, I'll call you."
"Do that," Jesse said.
"And Jesse,
don't you or anyone else try to take Crow alone. You don't care if you're a cop or not." "Would you try to take him alone, Travis?"
"Absolutely not."
"We'll be cool," Jesse said.
"And don't be a stranger, boy. Your father and I was pretty tight.
Betty and me be happy to have you visit.
Thanks, Travis. I'll keep it in mind. Jesse leaned over and switched off the speaker.
Suit, Jesse said. See what you can come up with on James Macklin of Dorchester.
What do you think is going down, Jesse?
Maybe they're just having a reunion. Yuma, class of 88. Maybe it's got nothing to do with us.
I'll bet it's the Paradise Bank, Jesse. I'll bet they are going to knock over the bank.
We're not supposed to bet, Suit. We're supposed to find out. So go find out about James Macklin of Dorchester, Mass. Suitcase stood up.
Yes, sir, Chief.
And you heard what Randall said about Crow? If Randall wouldn't go home alone.
Randall a tough guy? Suitcase said.
You have no idea.